Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive. Listening to
I'm uncomfortable with that, Reg. I'm going to tell you that right now.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show. And T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T-Head, the latest. And the latest is we are here live here on Stop 7 when it comes to our Sports Radio 610 Crawfish circuit, and it brings us here to Katie. Katie, clap it up, folks. We're having a good time out here. There we go. Clap it up as it's brought us here to Katie Stars Sports Bar and Grill. You need to make your way on out here. I'm telling you, we got one more $25 gift card that we can hook somebody up with in the 5 o'clock hour. You can also always register to win our grand prize, which many folks have, which includes a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and beer for a year, Budweiser, Bud Light as well. So you want to make sure you give yourself an opportunity to do that. And remember, when you come out here, the crawfish, $30, all you can eat all night. $30, all you can eat. And as Clint is our crawfish
connoisseur.
He has smashed himself 4 pounds and has done it in between commercial breaks. And he can certainly vouch. These are well worth it. Well worth all-you-can-eat crawfish.
Absolutely, man. It looked very rarely you're going to find $30 all-you-can-eat in 2025 for boiled crawfish. If you are, I would typically beware. These are absolutely tremendous. Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy. I don't care where you're at. If you listen to this, it's more than likely worth your drive. To get here, they're absolutely tremendous. The size is great. The flavor is great. They're cooked right. They don't overwhelm you with corn and potatoes and weigh down your pound, if you know what I mean. And the beer, whew, it's cold, y'all. It's cold, y'all.
It is.
Come on through. $20 buckets, $30, all you can eat, bugs.
Yep.
Come on now.
You gotta do it. Gotta get out here. Make your way out here. Again, we're here till 6 o'clock, but clearly the party doesn't have to stop here. TV's everywhere. The Astros are going to be on NBA playoffs at Game 6 with the Knicks and the Celtics. You can watch here Stanley Cup playoffs as well. You can watch here all you can do here. Man, it's a fun spot. It looks like it's about to pick up as well. Pool in the back. You can do your thing here at Star Sports Bar and Grill here in Katy. Make your way on out here. All right, Clint, tonight's a big night for Lance McCullers. Lance McCullers needs, and not just him, Clint, the team needs a bounce-back start from Lance McCullers. They got to have it. His last start, obviously, we know it. He was only able to record one out and 36 pitches and gave up 7 runs somehow in that time frame. Just absolutely got lit up from the start, and he obviously came out and put the bullpen in a tough spot for the rest of the week. Luckily for him, guys like Hunter Brown, guys like Framber Valdez, Ronel Blanco came up with big time starts. They've had three starts this week, or since the debacle with Lance McCullers, they've had three starts where guys have gone eight innings. So that's been huge to pick things up for the staff. But they need him to get going, Clint, because he's important right now. We have spent 2 years calling him Luxury Lance. Right now, he is not Luxury Lance. Right now, they need Lance McCullers. They got that Colton Gordon fella who's throwing 91 that I think is iffy. Ryan Gusto is starting to kind of falter a little bit. We obviously know there's no timetable right now for Spencer Arrighetti. Clint, they desperately need Lance McCullers to be able to give them quality innings good enough to keep himself in the rotation, and they don't have to make a decision there.
Yeah, it's a long-term play for me. I mean, at some point in time with Lance McCullers, he's got to turn the corner in this whole grace period of just, hey, man, you hadn't pitched in 900-plus days, and you've been injured, and, you know, father time, obviously, has taken a toll there over 1,000 days. So, I mean, look, it's at some point the dust is going to settle, and we're going to figure out is Lance McCullers a guy that can help us long term, and could help us potentially keep this World Series window open and keep this ALCS run. I know we don't have it anymore, but you get the point. Are we going to be that caliber team? Lance, is he going to play a big part in that or not? And so I think at some point he's got to turn the corner. This isn't like an emergency situation for me with him. But the sooner he can turn that corner and we can get answers, the better off we're going to be.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge Lance McCullers fan. Look, I mean, I think it's a hell of a story. I would love for him to settle in and just be a guy that you can plug in the five-man rotation and be part of some success that we have here in Houston. So I'm excited about it. And right now, look, to be honest with you, with the exception of Hunter Brown, Lance McCullers is appointment television for me.
Yeah, and
Hunter's hard. I mean, right now Hunter Brown is just damn. If you're an Astros fan, boy, it's fun to watch him do his thing. But Lance, I'm fascinated with what the hell Lance is going to do next. That's the second number two draw for me with the Astros.
And
right
you,
now.
I mean, and you need him. That's the big thing is, like they need Lance. They need him to pick this thing up because, like, I mean, let's say. Because right now, to me, I'm with you. I think unless it just blows up in his face again and we're sitting here and Clint, he can't get out of the second inning or something, or he struggles anywhere near the way he did, you know, outside of that, like, yeah, they're going to give him some time because, hell, you take Lance up out this thing. I mean, Ronald Blanco's your third starter right now. Right, like,
well, it doesn't matter what Lance does tonight. He's going to continue to get starts.
Yeah,
I mean, he's going to continue to get starts all year long, especially with Wisniewski looking like he's season's done with. I mean, he's going to get starts regardless of what, you know. He has to be absolutely terrible for a long stretch of time for Gusto and Gordon and these guys to get starts over Lance McCullers.
And as you say, the money. And as you say, the money. Yeah, he's getting paid.
He's going to get them. He's going to be given plenty of time to work through this. I just, as an Astros fan, would like for it to be sooner rather than later so I can cheer the cat on, man.
Yeah. So hopefully he gets it going. By the way, the lineup coming behind him tonight. Nathan Eovaldi, he's been pitching very, very well for the Rangers. He's been their best pitcher.
That's one of them. Old mom threatened to go up to Boston and whoop his ass back in the day.
Yeah, he was giving problems in Boston.
She was
going to
whoop that
too.
Ass.
Yeah, but he's been their best pitcher so far, and that's saying something because Jacob DeGrom, who we saw last night, has been good. That wasn't his first good performance last night. He's been good. But Nathan Eovaldi goes, and Pena stays in that leadoff spot. And Altuve is batting second and playing second tonight. Paredes is bat third and playing third. Walker Caratini is the catcher tonight with Diaz behind him, and he is the DH tonight. So Caratini and Diaz, I know you love that, switching Diaz out of the five spot.
Don't you move Walker, though.
No. He say he's got to stay, but we got
unbelievable.
We got to get that lefty in between them, man.
Yeah, get that lefty in there. I guess but one in the whole lineup, you got to get him in there ahead of Diaz, huh?
It's a switch hitter. That'd be funny. What if he does? That's weird. Anyway, Myers is in center field, batting eighth. DeZenzo, as Tyler loves to call him, these
D's nuts.
D's nuts. There you go. DeZenzo, and then Cam Smith, who's been out of the lineup for the last couple of days. Cam Smith is bat ninth and in right field. So that is the lineup.
Well, hey, look, I'm going to be honest. Christian Walker's back in the doghouse. I mean, it's hard to – it's getting to where it's hard to watch.
I know. It's you do think he's coming out of it.
I thought he was coming out of it, man.
I thought in Kansas City he was coming out of it. Not the recent series, but they were playing in Kansas City.
Yeah.
But then I thought he was coming out of it. But no, man.
I mean, we need him, man. Especially, with Yordan out. But we need Christian Walker to be – at least be a power hitter that can bring a little bit of pop to the lineup. The other thing, did you know? I didn't know this. I don't know where I've been. Did you realize DeZenzo was 6'6"?
Is he 6'6"?
That's what they said. That's what they said last night.
I knew he was a tall drink.
When he slid into second, and what's his name threw the damn ball into the bait into the dugout. They were making the point about how he did a great job going into second. They said, "Could you imagine 6'6" barreling down on you if you got to make a throw?" I was like, "Are we sure he's 6'6"? That's what I'm positive.
I didn't have that.
I'm positive that's what Jeff Blum said. I had no idea he was that big. That's a big dude if he's 6'6".
Yeah, 6'6".
And he's well built too.
Yeah, nothing about him looks 6'6".
I didn't have it.
Yeah, it says 6'5", 220.
Oh, Jeff threw an inch on there just to make his story sound better, didn't he?
But I'll be honest with you, Clint, I didn't see 6'5".
Embellish a bit.
I didn't see 6'5".
No, I didn't either. I thought just average 6'1", good average size. Nah, he's 6'5", 6'6". That's a large human now.
Am I right on this, Tyler? This game's on Apple TV?
That is correct, sir.
Yeah, Apple TV. So if you're hunting around, looking around, hell, the hell with that, just come here. Just come out here to Katie. They'll have it on out here at Star Sports Bar and Grill. You can get your all you can eat crawfish and watch the Astros right here. So do that. But that'll be a big one tonight. Lance McCullers, we're really watching to see if he can bounce back.
I'm gonna come over there and whoop that ass.
5 o'clock fire.
You're right. They may send Linda after Lance if Lance. That's who
I don't know, man. She's
I mean, with love.
She's not going to turn on them Strohs, man.
Now she ain't going to turn
unless
on
there's a real jack leg or something.
But I do think Linda would have been a nice person to maybe walk out there for the mound visit to Lance in the middle of that debacle.
That would be.
But it'd be funny, Tyler, if they dressed up Linda in a uniform and let her walk out there and talk.
I'm not going to dress her up, but I'm going to get her tonight at some point. I know Lance is going to be at least flustered. He's too tightly wound to not be flustered at some point. I'm going to say, get ready. I want you. What's old buddy's name? Miller.
Yeah.
The coach walked in.
Yeah,
I said I want you to be Miller and walk out there and settle Lance McCullers down and see what kind of pep talk she's got.
The spotter just says, "Hey, Miller, stop, guys. Here, no, Linda, go get it. She's got her socks pulled up. She's got her pants pulled up. Socks pulled up." And she walks out.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
She jogs to the line, steps over the line, and walks the rest of the way. It just goes off on Lance. I think that would be fantastic.
You're on thin ice, bub.
Settle your ass down.
You're embarrassing me. You.
Take that damn look off your face.
You're embarrassing me in front of all these damn people.
Take that look off your face. It's a damn White Sox.
Quit showing your emotions.
I don't
give a damn if your elbow hurts.
First thing we're going to do, this hair is getting in your way. We're going to cut this hair down. So
a few more excuses.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, see, get her get to thinking on something here.
I'm sorry. That got away from me. All right. The big news coming out of the NFL today is Tyler broke that at the 4 o'clock hour. The 49ers and quarterback Brock Purdy finally finalized a 5-year, $265 million contract. Brock Purdy is now the 7th highest paid quarterback in football at $53 million per, behind Dak, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence, and Tua. He is now paid. They've gotten that taken care of. And, Clint, before we kind of dig into this, as somebody who has played major college football, played in the league, Clint, this dude is Mr. Irrelevant. Like, this is obviously, it's not Brady, but this is getting to the Brady territory of a player drafted where he was and then getting to this point to where he makes more than Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like, to the Lamar Jackson, right? To get to a point where he has gotten here is just insane I watched him at Iowa State. I didn't think we were going to see this here, and he's been to Super Bowl, NFC Championship games. Wow.
I don't think anybody saw it at Iowa State. I mean, at the end of the day, you put him in a league, and he's got a tremendous supporting cast. He's got a great play caller. He's got a system that's not quarterback reliant, but all he's got to do is do what he does great, which is process at a high level, make the right decision consistently at a high rate, and your team's going to win. And when that's the case, you know, you're going to get paid. Now, look, as you start breaking this down, Ron, it seems like a boatload of money, which it is, obviously. But I don't have a problem with Brock Purdy being in the Jared Goff to a Trevor Lawrence range.
Yeah.
I ain't got one problem with that. You know, I think that's right where he should live.
You look at that. He's not, I don't think, clearly not on Josh Allen or Burrow's level. So, yeah, I like that. And he's not as accomplished as Dak. Like, I know people looking at Dak. I mean, I don't think Dak should be above those other two. But Dak at least is a second-place finish in the MVP 2 years ago and has had great success in the league, at least in the regular season. So, no, I'm with that. It does. I think he deserves to be in that area, but it does make me look at, like, the 49ers of, okay, well, this is a big chunk here, and they're going to be able to massage the cap, certainly, but this is going to stop them from Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner and Nick Bosa and Trent Williams and Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk and Juszczyk. And having George Kittle, and having McCaffrey, all of the guys that they're going to have to shrink that a bit. And can he get them in the same spot that they were before? I look at this too, man. We talked about this a bit with Derek Carr, who retired. Boy, ain't it about situation and places you go? Because Brock Purdy could be a. I'm not even going to go to a bad franchise. Brock Purdy could be a Bronco, and this thing go completely different. Like, and to get to the, he went to the right spot to make him the seventh round pick, and it came together because who was the kid they drafted out of North Dakota State? They moved up to
Trey
get
Lance.
Trey Lance. That didn't work out at all, and he moved in and took full advantage of the coaching staff and the supporting cast he had. It is the spot you go is absolutely huge when it comes to this thing in quarterback.
No question about it, especially when you're a guy that doesn't have like a freak talent, whether it's arm talent, arm strength, or athletic ability. If you're just if you've survived and been elite, let's call just a great quarterback at the college level elite, and you've done it based off of strictly processing, and there's no like crazy skill set that's allowed you to do what you do, then you better have a supporting cast, or that processing is going to go by the wayside real quick. No question about it.
All right, before we roll through, Clint, the PGA Championship is going on right now.
Yep.
And of course, Scottie Scheffler is making a move. He is now at 5 under, and now 3 shots off the lead. And tied for fourth place, and he is through 15, so he can still add to this. Their struggles, and boy, do they need him, Tyler, because it seemed like damn near everybody else is fighting it.
Yeah.
Jordan Spieth looks like he's projected to miss the cut. Did Rory start it? Did he get it going at all?
I need to check. Last I saw him at +2. I'm not sure where he ended or where he's at now.
Okay, so he's gotten better. Rory's 4 under on the day, so he's at -1. So he's going to be there through the weekend. That's big because they're some of the best players here. Justin Thomas is going to miss the cut.
Yeah.
Did
you know that today's the 1 year anniversary of Scottie Scheffler's trip to the jailhouse?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's right. There it is. Yeah, that was a fun story last year.
It was.
Shout out to Max Homa, who had been struggling. He is back 5 under, 3 off the lead, and set up for a good weekend. Had been struggling. They said he was broken here as he was fighting it, but he's there potentially to be around for the weekend. But Scottie Scheffler is making a move, looking like the number one player in the world could win another major. Ooh. here coming for
They just flashed the top 10 up there. And Scheffler and Fitzpatrick are the only two I got. And Homa are the only three I got in the whole deal.
There you go. Well, not bad. At least you got Scotty. Because it was looking – when all three of them a double bogeyed 16 yesterday. Did you see the position Rory got himself in? Yeah. He was like horizontal trying to hit the ball up. Yeah, that was a fight for him. All right, coming up, we've talked a lot about the concern about the offense, but let's move over to the other side of the ball. This Texans defense, how good can they be? We'll measure that coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Live from Star Sports Bar and Grill in Katy, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here. Here in Katy, come on out as we are on stop 7 of our Crawfish Circuit. Clap it up here, clap it up. Let me hear it. There we go. No, that's Tyler. That's Shannon again. She's got it. She's ready.
Sounds like a damn party, man.
It sounds like it. There you go. Win that cash. There you go. Do your thing. Also, you got a chance coming up here at the end of this segment. Our final winner, our final chance, like this this great veteran here, our final winner to win a $25 gift card. All you got to do is sign your name and put it in our raffle box, and we will announce our next winner coming up as soon as this segment ends. So that is your last opportunity to win today. So make sure you do that. Also, as Shay has holed up, your chance to be our grand prize winner, $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as beer for a year, Budweiser, Bud Light, beer for a year. You can win our grand prize. So keep doing that. By the way, don't forget, if you didn't order you some crawfish, you might as well get that $30, that all you can drink, crawfish for $30. Do your thing. Come on out. That's all day, all night that you can have that right here at Stars Sports Bar and Grill here in Katy. All right, Clint. This defense, right, we expect to be really, really, really good.
Absolutely.
Really, really good. Now, I think as we talk about it, when you look at the really good defenses, when you look at like the Chargers, for example. The Chargers last year were the number one defense in football. But they didn't always play that way against the best teams. Like the best teams, they teams would get him. We saw it. The Texans, finally, once they got it together late in the second quarter, they started giving them the business and going down and scoring on the Chargers. They really beat up on weaker teams, but then kind of struggled a bit against better teams. That, to me, is the mark. What are you going to do against the good teams? When the Texans play the Titans, they are going to throttle them. Offensively, at the very least, they are going to suffocate them and give them hell. Probably the same way with the Colts, depending on their quarterback play. Probably the same way with the Raiders that are on their schedule. Other teams that aren't great offenses, they are going to give them hell. But what are they going to do against the better opponents? And last year, we watched this defense where a lot of the parts are the same, Clint. They gave up 34 to Minnesota, who ended up being a really good defense, or offense, excuse me. Buffalo led the league in points scored. They gave up 20 to them. And you remember, Josh Allen had maybe his worst game of his life, 9 for like 31 or something. Green Bay, they struggled a bit as well. They scored 24 on them. Detroit, they got 5 turnovers in that game. Detroit scored 26. Miami, with Tyreek Hill and Waddle, they only scored 12 points last year. And then Kansas City and Baltimore, those were the teams that kind of got to them. Kansas City gave up 27 to them. Baltimore had 30-plus, and probably both teams could have scored more if they didn't kind of call off the dogs at the end. And then they were better in the playoff game against the Chiefs where they only scored 23. So we watched them last year do pretty good against the better offenses they faced. This year they've got some. The Rams, the Bucks, the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Chargers are all teams that expected to have pretty good offenses. Do you feel pretty good, Clint, about the Texans when they face these top-tier offenses?
I do. I feel as good as I can feel about a defense. Yep. I mean, we can sit around here and pick the defense apart and say, man, I wish we had a big interior defensive tackle that was a wrecker that just changed the game. But you just don't. That's the one thing that you can say that this defense doesn't have. They've got everything else, man. What I think the biggest difference is last year they were really good, a top defense in the league. I think they can be better this year, and I think the way that they're better is, to your point, they're better when it matters the most. They're better against the best teams in the league. And I think the secondary for the Texans is really going to be the strong suit. I love the adds at linebacker. I love the adds at interior offensive, interior defensive line. But I really, really love the secondary. I mean, you've got the ability to go strong coverage, in other words, play man, or you got the ability to go strong coverage and play zone. You've got guys that have great instincts in both. You got guys that have great instincts in pressure in the quarterback. I mean, D'Amico Ryans has more weapons this year than he's ever had, at least in Houston, than he's ever had, and I just he's one of the best schemers, play callers, game planners in the world defensively. And now he's got more weapons. And if guys pan out, even remotely close to the way that the Kalen Bullock and Kamari Lassiter played out, like if whatever they do with the Reed kid they drafted, I think he's going to end up being a linebacker. But nonetheless, whatever they do with him, he is a body type and a play style that we just don't have right now in the safety room. You look at Jalen Smith, the kid that they drafted out of USC. I mean, he is a true cover corner that's played both inside and outside. If he just proves that he can play, be a good player at the NFL level, he changes the options in a big way. So, I think I really like the Texans and what they potentially could be. And I'm talking against the top three or four offenses that they play this year. Yes.
Yeah, they have one. We saw them last year play pretty well, especially at home. On the road, it was a little bit off. At home, remember that they had that stretch at home. Like nobody could throw on them. Like we just watched people just have awful days. Their pass completion percentage versus defense was just insane at NRG.
There was a handful of games where it was insane with like Josh.
Yeah, Josh was like Allen. 9 for 31. Yeah. Tua was awful.
Yeah.
And so they do. They really smother teams at home a lot. But they just have the deal, Clint, of they've got guys that can rush the passer without any help, and they've got a coordinator that can also dial up blitz packages if he blitz packages, not bitch black packages, but blitz packages in a way that he wants, yeah, and can get well, coverage and with the coverage on the back end.
Think about it. Like, to your point where you're going with it, Ron, it's like you could come out in the first half and you could be an all out zone, and you could play zone coverage or pressure with Jalen Petrie. And let's say that the other team scores 17 points in the first half, and you're like, uh-oh, we got to adjust. You could slide Kamari Lassiter in and bring Smith outside at the corner position, and now you can throw all kind of different man coverages at him, right? I mean, it that is such a weapon, man. Maybe you don't need it, but 2-3 times in a season. But the ability to completely twist what your identity is. Because when you play man, you don't just play man. Now all of a sudden you're dialing up pressures, and Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and all these guys are eating even more. You're creating free runs to the quarterback. So to your point, just the sheer options, man, that if these pieces work out, if these added pieces, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, again, the Jalen Smith kid, if these pieces were E.J. Speed, and if Christian Harris could come, I mean, if all those pieces just, if they're just healthy options for D'Amico, man, this is going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, it is, and I see somebody texting in, and that's a really good point from this texter. If they can get a handle on the big plays, and the offense can burn some clock. This D has a chance to be elite. That was something that was really weird last year. That we talked about a lot. They not only gave up some big plays, they probably got away with some big plays that they didn't give up. Now, some of that was the pressure they put on them that made some of the throws, more difficult. But there was more big plays out there for teams that you would think what they have, the personnel they have, that they wouldn't be giving up.
Well, the Texans were really good at what they do. I think they've got a chance to be better. But I'll tell you, Ryan, you and I have talked about this for 6 years, 5 years, or however long we've been. Like, as a defense overall, you're going to give up something, right? There's going to be some level of,
you're going to be vulnerable.
Hey man,
somewhere.
This is where an offense is going to plan to go get you. And when D'Amico Ryans is the coach here, and he's calling defensive plays, it's going to be the big play.
Yeah,
he is going to put you in a
position. It's weird though, because he doesn't have to blitz, right? Like if he doesn't want to, like there's a confidence that you could. You can put Daniil, and you can let Will
he still believes in sticky coverage. How many times he said sticky coverage? It don't matter if they went out there and played 75% zone. It's a sticky zone. It's not just letting free guys run free. Now, how many times? I bet for 10 games last year in the season, you and I talked about, boy, it's just a matter of time, man. There's a bunch of guys getting over the top, and the quarterback's just missing. D'Amico's sitting in his office listening to us going, yeah, fool, that was my plan.
That's the plan. I want to be ultra-aggressive.
I'm going to be ultra-aggressive. I'm going to pressure the hell out of him. I'm going to hit the quarterback in the mouth. I'm going to make him move his feet, and he's not going to be able to set his feet and make those throws. That's part of the plan. Like, I just think as long as D'Amico Ryans is the defensive coordinator here in Houston, the what he's willing to risk is the big play, and he's not going to give you anything cheap underneath. Like, they're just not going – they're not the bend don't break. They're not the chip away at the defense. They are not going to let you get comfortable. He is going to say, hey, if you want to hold the football as a quarterback and hope your offensive line can keep my dogs from hunting, and then your quarterback can make the most difficult throw in the game, which is the over-the-top throws, then, hey, if you think you can win like that, if you can beat me like that, then, okay, come on, let's do it. Right? That part of it is going to happen. I'm more – excited to see how they fix what we watched last year against Kansas City at the end, right? Where it looked like Azeez Al-Shaair is in no man's land covering
stuff there. The linebackers and
yeah. That kind of stuff is what you got to avoid in critical situations, because it didn't just happen once; it happened multiple times
over and over again
in the game. So that's where I think D'Amico with this new group can with these additional pieces, I guess can. Really be a problem.
Coming up, a much better week, and then Chris Santiago really helped out Tyler big time yesterday. He went 4-for-5 in those picks. And when I say 4-for-5, boy, he slid in just in time with Jokic getting 14 rebounds on 13.5 there on that bit. But he goes 4-for-5 in the green for the week, 65%. We'll see if Tyler can finish on a bang and T. Miller win you some money. And the big news of the day, how does that factor in with your quarterback, C.J. Stroud. We'll continue as we are live right here on The Drive.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Live from Stars Sports Bar and Grill in Katy, it's the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Tyler Clint is returned for another couple of pounds right now as he just got crawfish back.
Wouldn't expect anything less.
I know it. I'm going to give me some of this thing. Is over. I got to hang out a little bit. Got to go pick up mom from the airport. She coming into town here, so we have us a nice little week coming through here. But again, as we are live here, the party doesn't have to stop right now. Here out at Star Bar and Grill here in Katy, that's where we are, and I'm telling you, it doesn't need to stop, and it shouldn't stop for you guys. It is $30 all you can eat crawfish all night long. I mean, you're just crazy if you into crawfish and you don't come on out. Yes, we're done at 6, but that don't mean you got to leave, that you shouldn't still come on out. Astros are on. There's NBA playoffs here. There's plenty to watch right here to enjoy that all-you-can-eat crawfish. $30, $20.
I still can't believe it.
Buckets. I can't either. $20 buckets, about to say pitchers. So come on out and enjoy yourself.
You know, I mean, I don't want to be too harsh here, but if $30 all you can eat crawfish doesn't turn you on, I don't know how close we can be.
Like turn you like ready to go. Yeah, you're turned up.
I mean that is see
Shannon,
it on
Shannon, stop being so damn nasty.
That's
now.
Tyler, that's see it on social media and get out of your car and go up man. There type stuff.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Did you hear
it? That's text the wife and be like, hey, they got all you can eat up the street, man.
I don't $30. Know. Listen, if you want to have a good night, you want to get me good and riled up, you want to accompany me to this all you can eat crawfish, $30. I'll give you everything I got.
Yeah, I mean, the crawfish are going to set me up for you. They're going to tee me up for you. They're going to get me good and worked up and see what you can do with it when you get home.
We've had a great time. Give yourselves a hand. It's been a fun time out here. Congratulations to all our winners, including Arthur, our latest winner. There you go. Clap it up. There you go. And you just got on camera, too.
Should have said hello.
There you go. Should have said hello. There you go. Shout out to our all of our staff, the staff here as well, all of the staff here at Star's Bar, Sports Bar and Grill have done a great job taking care of us. The crawfish is excellent. The staff is amazing here. Shout out to our promo staff, Shay. Give him a hand. Shay is always doing the hard work, holding us down. Our guy Matt, our engineer, keeping us on the air and on YouTube and
Big Twitch. Matt, you need a DJ out there. Big Matt's one of the best in the city, baby.
That's right.
You might catch him at a Texans game or something. You might catch him at one of these hot nightclubs around Houston as well, if any of y'all make the trip. But
might catch him at
need
Toyota.
A DJ. I need 20%. I need 20%.
He said he needs 20%.
Y'all hit me in them DMs. I'll get y'all Matt.
And shout out to Tyler holding us down back at the station, as always, keeping us afloat and ready to go. All right, we'll get to T-Mill's best bet coming up in a bit. 65%. Let's stay in the green. End on a good note as well. Coming up behind us, Travis Johnson. He will be on, as well as Drew Doherty, as they break down the schedule. Texas All Access with Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, as well as Area 45, the best late night sports talk show in Houston. Sean Bajani, and I'm thinking Chris. Chris Pardee, I believe, is going to be in.
You think correctly. I'm looking at him right now.
I see you. There's,
I mean,
Chris.
Is Patrick Creighton alive? Is he still with us?
Well, I mean, you get a week.
he took the week off.
Get a little vacation.
Oh, he took the week off. I didn't know. I thought, damn. Patrick just. And he's sick again or what?
And hot as a whistle, Chris Santiago, who went 4-for-5 last night. Ooh. They'll hold it down behind us. All right, Clint, real quick before we get to T-Mills.
You got to ride that train now. You got to call Chris, get them bets.
Yeah, well, Tyler's got it. T-Mills.
Well, I'm just saying, when you find a hot one, man, you ride.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. Why don't you get into your segment there, bro?
I mean, damn, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend anybody.
Get into whatever the hell you want to talk about here, bro.
Hey, how about them Texans?
He wanted to throw a dirty prize.
Tyler's like, hey, I got the bets handled, man. Y'all get into them sports.
Freaking a-hole.
Some damn crook. No, some grapefruits. He would just fire him at you. Sure they are. No, Brock Purdy got that big deal, which took him at $53 million. How much do you think this affects C.J. Stroud? How much do you look at this? As we know, next year, C.J. Stroud is eligible to get a new contract and a new deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brock Purdy just put him at 265. He's getting 181 guaranteed and 265, 53 per, which puts him seventh. What do you think this does or means for CJ?
Well, I don't think it means anything for CJ Stroud. I think he's on a different planet when it comes to, you know, the expectations that you have for him as a quarterback. I mean, CJ Stroud is going to be expected to carry this franchise on the offensive side of the football. I think Brock Purdy is more of a conductor. He's more of a piece, right? He's not the identity. I think CJ Stroud has to be the identity here in Houston ultimately. So I don't think it means a whole lot. I know for the sake of our conversations, I'm a Brock Purdy fan. I like the style. I like everything about Brock Purdy. No disrespect, no minimizing here. But at the end of the day, if Brock Purdy is worth $53 million a year, then CJ Stroud is worth market setting money.
Yeah,
he would have to fall off a cliff year from a play perspective and not set the market.
Pissed off the Brock Purdy fan. If CJ has a...
She said, who's Mr. Irrelevant now?
But Brock ain't. At 265, hey, Trey Lance can't believe, don't know what happened.
Y'all keep drafting in the top 10. He's going to have a lot of support, though.
Yeah, listen, CJ, if CJ has the year he had last year, which... We all look at he took a step back with this organization. He's going to get more than Brock Purdy, Clint. And if he has, if he takes a step forward with this new staff, they're going to take care of him next year, and he is going to get paid closer to where Dak Prescott is than he is closer to where Brock Purdy and Jared Goff.
I did want to, and maybe we talk about this next week in longer form, but I do wonder, C.J. Stroud. And I know there's a lot of people going to beat me up for this. C.J. Stroud strikes...
Tyler first.
No, I'm just telling you. C.J. Stroud strikes me as a guy that will take a team-friendly deal just to keep the talent around him.
No chance. No chance. Not the first one. No. Nope.
I'm just telling you.
I don't believe so. Not a chance. That mom over there? No. Oh, no.
Nope. I'm telling you.
Hell no. Nope. See, no.
He would not be a fool to do it.
Nah, it'd be great. Houston would love him. He will not. I know.
Yeah,
he might be,
I mean, I'm not going to be mad at him if he doesn't. I'm just saying, like, I mean, the as much as he talks about Tom Brady and how Tom Brady played, I mean, I've heard him make comments about Tom Brady taking less to keep the supporting cast. He's fully aware of it.
Yeah, he's fully aware of it.
But I mean, I look. Whoo, it's a smart thing for. Yeah, where's that coming from?
Yeah, he's gonna get that 60. He's gonna get that. All right, Tyler. Let's get some best bets in. Let's see if you can make the people some money. I believe in you, Tyler. I believe in you that you can finish this thing off. What are your T-Mills best bets to make a little cash?
Yes. Finishing the week in the green is on the line with these five bets. I got five baseball wagers for you, five picks for tonight. Three of those involve this Astros-Rangers game coming up, so stay put for that. Padres, money line tonight as they host the Mariners. I got it at -145. Next, I got the Angels at the Dodgers this evening, under 9.5 runs in that game and -115.
Dodgers scored 16 yesterday, so we'll see.
Yeah, they got to cool off at some point. And then here are your three Astros wagers. First, I am on the Astros plus a run and a half. Tremendous odds at -120. You don't find Astros plus runs at those odds very often. Then I'm on the Astros team total. Over 3.5 runs tonight at +115. They sure as hell better score more than 3.5 after last night's this show. And then this player prop, a lot riding on this and not just money.
Oh, boy.
Lance McCullers Jr., over 14.5 pitching outs this evening. That means he's got to get through 5 innings of work.
You going to jump on that?
I need it, man. LMJ. Let's go. Those are your five best bets.
Oh, Tyler, why would you do that with Lance?
You'll see.
I know, and I can't wait to see the text that I'll get from you tonight. It's got it. By the way, Chris Santiago follows in your footsteps. He needed no runs in the first inning for both teams yesterday, and as soon as that inning ended, I looked up and I saw right down 6 outs right there. What the money.
6 up, 6 down.
By the way, real quick to pass along before we get out of here, Brian McTaggart, Yordan Alvarez hit off the tee. Yordan Alvarez hit off the tee today and continues to get better, Espada said. His return is in a matter of days. Alvarez has declined an interview request, according to team spokesperson. So he was hitting in the cages.
Somebody's got a little sense here.
And now we're in
Yordan
off the tee. All right. We appreciate a great time here in Katy. Clap it up. Had a great time. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Seemed impossible to fail.
He's trying to get up on that, huh?
It comes back with two.
To make you stay.
Thought I was being slick with it.
Every time, within 20 minutes of the time I'm about to leave, it's like he's in my head. Like, some of the times he didn't know what time I was going to leave.
You're not going in December. You're scared.
No, it's my birthday month. I feel extra horny in December.
My birthday month.
Real statement he's made. And I feel extra horny in December. Go ahead.
Have a good weekend. Good golf. Good tennis. Or whatever makes you happy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.